Desert Island Discs.
Mr. Martinelli, in what part of Italy were you born?
A little beautiful city in the province of Padua, in the region of Venezia.
Yes,
yes. Naturally, some incidental visiting singers that came into the little town.
Yes.
But we had a good municipal band, and I enjoyed to hear the music.
You were in the municipal band?
Yes, because you see, I studied clarinet and become a clarinet player.
Yes.
Yes.
What was it your first ambition to be?
At the very beginning of my, I would say, childhood,
yes,
I just to work with my father as a cabinet maker.
Mm-hmm. You started as an apprentice to him,
did you? Of course, with my father, in the shop of my father.
Yes. Now, what brought you into being a professional singer?
Professional singers, oh, that was much later.
Yes.
Much later.
How did it happen?
It happened that at the age of 20, I've been drafted to the army, and I enrolled myself to the regimental band.
Mm-hmm.
Singing some time with Camerazzi and Francis Oden, my bandmaster discovered that I have the quality and the quantity of the voice to be really seriously trained to become a professional singer.
Yes. What was your first professional engagement?
First professional engagement was in Milano, 1910, in the Rossini Stabat Mater.
Yes.
And I remember that the soprano name was Celestina Boninsegna. And I tell you that it was a good omen for me, because Boninsegna, if I translate in English, means a good sign.
Yes. And what was your first operatic engagement?
First operatic, just two weeks after, I've been singing Verdi's Hernani in the Teatro Dal Verme, December 29th, 1910.
So you began with a leading part right away?
Immediately, right away. Yes.
That was your very first appearance.
Very first appearance as a leading part. But going back 2 years, before I started my training,
yes,
I sang in my hometown the little part of the messenger in Aida, just for what we say, for the engagement of 3 liras a performance, with the understanding that after I sang my few lines of the messenger, I have to go back in the chorus and go on with the chorus.
Yes. But going back to your proper operatic debut in Hernani, this was a success, wasn't it?
I think it was a great success, because we sang in the short season, I sang 22 performances of Hernani.
And shortly afterwards, you were in the first season of The Girl of the Golden West, Puccini's Girl of the Golden West.
Puccini, yes. That came 6 months after that. As a matter of fact, it was in July 1911 in Rome.
Mm-hmm.
In Roma. Short story. The tenor was engaged to sing for the first of two performances was Amedeo Bassi, but he must rush here to London for the coronation of George the Fifth, I think.
Yes.
So they need a tenor to go on with the other performance. And incidentally, my audition went very well, and Puccini and Toscanini chose me to be the next Johnson of Sacramento in The Girl of Golden West.
In Rome.
In Rome.
Well, let's break off at this point for your third record. What shall we have next?
That record we have Claudio Muzio.
Yes.
Claudio Muzio, well, I've been associated with this lady for many, many years. At the very beginning of my career, in 1912, in Teatro Dal Verme, we sang enormous number quantity, we say, of Manon Let's Go.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, I think we traveled in several theaters of Italy, even here in London, we sang together,
yes,
Buenos Aires, New York, and many other places.
What's she singing on this record?
She's going to sing Traviata, Addio del Passato.
Thank you.
Claudio Muzio singing Addio del Passato from Verdi's La Traviata. Now, Mr. Martinelli, your first appearance in Rome was in The Girl of the Golden West. When did you first sing outside Italy?
Was in the year 1912 in Monte Carlo. Ventura del West and Tosca, I remember.
Yes, and the same year, you, as we know, 50 years ago, 1912, you sang for the first time
in Covent Garden. Yes.
And the following year, 1913, wasn't it, you went to the Metropolitan New York?
1913, went to New York, November 1913, yes.
And you stayed there for how many consecutive seasons?
At the Metropolitan, I was engaged for the 33 consecutive seasons in the Metropolitan.
At the beginning, you were there with Caruso.
With Caruso, yes. With Caruso. As a matter of fact, we started here with Caruso, together with Caruso, at the Covent Garden.
Yes. How many roles have you sung in opera?
Oh, you, I think it's 60, 61, 62.
Yes. Which have you sung the most frequently?
The most frequently, I think, was Aida and Pagliacci.
Which is your favorite role? Which do you enjoy most?
Well, at the top of my career, I put on my shoulder Otello, and I think that it was Otello that I say is the opera that I like most.
Yes. You sang Otello, I remember, in London in 1937, in Coronation Year. You opened the season.
Yes, for the Coronation season.
Yes. And that same season you sang in Turandot with Eva Turner, with whom you've just appeared again on the Covent Garden stage when she made that presentation to you the other night.
Yes.
Well, let's have another record. Let's have number four now. What shall we have next?
The next record will be Gilly in Bizet, Pêcheur de Perles.
The Pearl Fishers, sung by Beniamino Gigli. You still haven't retired, Mr. Martinelli. You made some records quite recently.
Yes, a month ago I made a record, a solo in the second act of The Girl of Golden West.
Yeah. Which means you've been recording for more than 50 years.
I think exactly, because the first year that I recorded was here in London.
Yes. Have you pupils? Do you teach?
Yes, I do teach. I give a few lessons. Yes. Very few, because I tell you it's very tiring. Very tiring to give, you know, my pupil, knowing that I was the singer, they want me to sing for them, so they want to demonstrate.
Yes. How does the opera world compare with what it was 50 years ago? Is there a much bigger public for opera?
The youngster, I would say, that goes to the opera, they go to the opera. In fact, the Metropolitan, I see very often young people going around and enthusiastically accepting the singing they hear now.
Yeah,
I don't make any other remark on that.
Well, I was going to ask you, are the singers and the productions as good or better or worse?
Some can be much better than what they are doing. I would say they don't care to study or to perfect themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They are too much in a hurry to have the next engagement and consequently the next money to put in the pocket.
Well, you've been an American citizen for many years. Do you go back to Italy often?
Yes, I will be in America practically 6-7 months of the winter season, and then, you know, I go back to Italy for rest and join my family.
Yes. Has your career mapped out the way you wanted? Have you any regrets, or if you could have it all over again, would you do it just the same?
Well, no, not much regret what I was doing and achieving. But one regret, yes, I have. I feel that I would have liked to be more more visiting cities in Europe, especially in Italy. I mean, to sing more in Italy and more in England, in Germany, in Austria, even in Russia. I would have liked to go.
Yes, yes. Well, we'd like to have seen you more often, too. Well, let's have your fifth record now. What's that going to be?
The fifth record is Gallicoci, Merda di Nora, Ombra Leggera.
Amelita Gallicoci singing the Shadow Song from Di Nora, which brings us now to your sixth record, Mr. Martinelli.
This is the fifth record.
Oh, the sixth.
And now the sixth record.
Yes.
But I have Skipa. Would like to hear Skipa? In Cilea, Il Lamento di Federico. Beautiful aria.
Anch'io vorrei dormir così. Il sonno alla men m'obbliga a trovar la pace sol cercando io vo.
Skipa singing an aria from La Lesiana by Cilea. Mr. Martinelli, are you a practical person? Could you look after yourself on a desert island, do you think?
If you mean about food concern, I can cook.
You're very good.
Oh, I can cook very well.
What are you going to cook?
Well, first of all, naturally, I know how to boil the water, you know.
Yes, that's a good start.
Then I can boil rice, I can boil spaghetti, that I mean risotto,
yes,
alla milanese. I can make spaghetti alla napoletana,
mm-hmm,
scaloppine.
I'm coming to eat with you on this island, but where are you getting all this stuff from?
Well, if fishing, yes, if I can go fishing, I can catch
question.
Fish, yes. But don't ask me to kill chicken or lamb or anything, because then we are short of meat.
Yes. You live on your rice and spaghetti, and you're not going to tell
yes
me where you get it.
Well, we have to bring with us.
Let's have record number seven. What next?
We have a Caruso.
Oh, yes.
Oh, our dear Caruso. Yes. Is he going to sing Tu che non chiagni, a Neapolitan song by the Curtis.
Caruso singing a Neapolitan song, Tu che non chiagni. Now, what's your last one going to be, Mr. Martinelli?
Last one will be Rosa Poncel singing Ernani in Volami from the opera Ernani by Verdi.
Sung by Rosa Poncel. There are your 8 records, Mr. Martinelli. If you could only have one, which would it be?
That is difficult for me to take the choice. I think I would take Caruso, Tuque non piagni.
Right. And you're allowed to take on the island, as well as your 8 records, one luxury, anything that you would like to have.
Well, raincoat.
The weather's very good on this island.
Or a British umbrella.
It's much better on the island than it is here.
I have in mind a little statuette, bronze statue, beautiful statue, the Verrocchio's David.
Yes. Where is it?
In Firenze.
All right. Somewhere or other you still have it. And one book, apart from the Bible and Shakespeare?
I think I would take Dante's Inferno. So in that book, I can choose all the punishment that I feel I have to take in the future.
Well, thank you, Giovanni Martinelli, for letting us hear your choice of Desert Island Disc.
Well, I enjoyed myself. I thank you, and I say goodbye to everyone, to all the listeners.
Goodbye, everyone.